In Afghanistan, 23 years of war have devastated the country's rich historical heritage. Warlords and the Taliban destroyed museums that held artifacts from the Paleolithic era, from the time of Alexander the Great, and from 7th century Buddhist civilizations. The international community has helped the new Afghan government rebuild some of this damage, but Afghan authorities have been unable to stop gangs from continuing to loot archaeological treasures from hundreds of ancient sites around the country. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
After 3 years and some $350,000 in international aid, the Afghan government reopened the newly rebuilt Kabul Museum this month with an elaborate ceremony. Sadly, most of the exhibits on display here today are merely photographs of what was once one of the most important collections of antiquities in Asia. That's because many of the museum's ancient Buddhist statues and centuries-old Islamic art was stolen or destroyed during Afghanistan's long history of civil war. Museum director Omara Khan Masoodi says much of the museum was burned when it was hit by rockets in 1993.
All our carpets, showcase, vitrines, with some, a few number of our objects completely destroyed and burned. In the beginning of 2001, during the Taliban, they decided to destroy the statue of our museum. Within 2-3 months, they destroyed around 3,000 our statue.
Dr. Syed Rahim, the Afghan Minister of Information and Culture, says for thousands of years, this country has been a crossroads for Greek, Buddhist, Persian, and Islamic civilizations.
All those cultures and civilizations left hundreds and thousands of historical sites in the country. And today, Afghanistan, the whole country, is like a huge museum.
But now Rahim says criminals are taking advantage of lawlessness in the countryside to steal those archaeological treasures that have yet to be discovered and then sell them on the international black market.
It is really bad when you go to different districts and different historical sites, you see big holes there. People have been digging illegally. Of course, their excavations are not professionally. So they destroy, for example, 10 statues to get only one.
A half hour's drive out of Kabul, looters have been pillaging a deserted hillside named Argandi, which contains the buried remains of a 1,500-year-old Buddhist monastery. Mohammed Rasuli, the president of the Afghan Institute of Archaeology, says it's clear the thieves dug pits at this unguarded site within the last 2 months. Speaking a mixture of French and the local Dari, Rasuli points out the recently exposed stone walls of a 5th century stupa, a Buddhist prayer column. The thieves were digging here for ancient clay figurines. In their haste, Rasuli says, the looters left behind these shards of pottery from the 5th, 6th, and 7th centuries, which we found scattered all over the ground. Sometimes we cry when we see this damage, Rasuli says. They are stealing and destroying our national heritage before we have time to study it. The government is trying to form a 500-man security force to help protect some of these sites. But Dr. Rahim, the culture minister, says he does not have the money or the manpower to battle the powerful warlords that he says are behind the looting.
Many strong people are involved in this historical piece of trafficking.
Fortunately, not all of the digging going on in Afghanistan is illegal. At Tapanarinje, a hillside that offers a stunning view of the Afghan capital, dozens of workers are carefully uncovering another 5th century Buddhist monastery. Here, Zafar Payman, an Afghan-French archaeologist, works with a small rake to clean out the inside of an ornate 8-foot-tall stupa, which consists of 4 stone columns linked by graceful arches. Payman calls this an archaeological jewel. unseen elsewhere in the world. The Afghan government has hired 5 full-time policemen to protect it, as well as the remains of several man-sized Buddha statues that lie nearby. One day, the archaeologists here say, they hope to turn this jewel into an outdoor museum. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.